Blog Talk Radio.
Might be fulfilled then at first. Now there was a vessel full of vision, and they filled a funnel with vision and put it upon him and put it to his mouth. If Jesus therefore had received the vision, he said, it is finished. And the Bible, he bowed his head and gave us the book. Amen, 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 amen. Listen, amen, to the reading of the word. Amen, amen. The Bible begins to tell us that, amen, that Christ, amen, it begins to what extort him. That's what the word says. Amen, he said that they have placed a crown of thorns, amen, upon his head. Amen, if you can just envision this with me for a minute. Amen, meaning things so much for you, meaning whipping you. Amen. Whipping is kidding you and laughing you. Amen. Now, this is business with me. Amen. A prayer on the floor. This picture, amen. This one finger hitting the phone. Amen. No. They had made a crown. Amen. And they put this crown, amen, upon his head. Amen. So, this is business for a while. Then, amen, the word says that they place a purple ring on him. Amen. We know purple, amen, represents. Amen. But this wasn't for them. It was to mock Christ. Amen. This is the one that they had called Jesus. Amen. And look at him now. Amen. Look at him now. He all bit up and he got a crown of thorns on his head. Amen. Then the word goes on to say that they smoked him with their hands. Amen. That means they began to hit him and beat him and hit him and spit upon him. Amen. So this, amen, they did all for our Lord's sake. Amen. Amen. But before we get too far, amen, I want to back up this a little. Amen. I want to first, amen, let's define what sacrifice means. Amen. And what the purpose of a sacrifice is. Amen. Western defines sacrifice as the offering of an animal, plant, or human life, or of some material possession to a deity as appropriation or house. Amen. So when one makes a sacrifice, amen, they are offering something. Amen. They are giving something normally of value. But something that maybe has not belonged to them, amen, they are now giving it to someone else. Amen. Sometimes it is for those that may be in authority, a sort of high figure. Amen. It is being born in house. Amen. Out of respect. Gratitude. I appreciate, amen, what you've done. Amen. Amen. So this, amen, is the definition of sacrifice. Amen. When someone reverence something, amen, when something is given, amen, it's reverence. Amen. And it's in the Bible, amen, that talks about many different types of sacrifice. Amen. That talks about a burnt offering. Right. Amen. An offering that will be given. Amen. And it will be burnt. Amen. Will it be a bull or sheep or goat? Amen. And they will burn this sacrifice. Amen. And they will offer it to God. Amen. They talk about a game offering. Amen. This is the offering of bread and spirit. Amen. That once again, they will take it before God and they will offer it to the Lord. Amen. As a sacrifice. Amen. Then they talk about a peace offering. Amen. The offering that they will give, amen, when they wanted them, hoping that God would grant them peace. Amen. Whether they were meeting someone or whether, amen, they were turning something, amen, a peace offering. Amen. And there have been many times that our business said, well, that's just a way of offering. Amen. 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 We know that that is a sacrifice of praise. Lord, I thank you. Amen, for all that you've done. God, I thank you and I appreciate you. Amen, but we are home. Amen, but today, we want to talk about the sin. Amen, the sin sacrifice. Amen, the sacrifice of sin. Amen, the Bible tells us that in Leviticus 4, amen, that if any man committed a sin against God's commandment, amen, and going to preach, amen, give us offering of the sacrifice. Amen.
Yeah. You wouldn't have to do it no more. And then you wouldn't need no more. and tell
in the word says that Christ did that. Say it again, man. And then after the same time, it gets a little sick because he just says, don't you know who I am? Don't you know that I have the power in my hand? Amen. To crucify you. I mean, I have the power in my hand to take the life. Amen. And Jesus, he gives you power to that. Amen. Everything else, he has nothing to say. Amen. But to this, he responds. He says, the only power, amen, that you have, amen, is the power that has been given to you. Amen. From above. Amen. You don't have the power. Amen. The power is not yours. Amen. The only one that has his power, amen, is from above. Amen. And even so, amen, Father went back again. Father went back to the same old chief priest and said, hey, I demand that you release this man. Amen. I demand that you release him. I find no fault in this name. Amen. And even then, the trial bowed and not. Crucify him. Amen. So after all, sometimes in that day, amen, the word tells us that Jesus Christ, amen, took the ball, amen, to his place. Amen. He said that he had a cross on his shoulder. Amen. As he walked, amen, he bare his cross. Amen. Amen. In Isaiah, the word says that, amen, that he was bare, amen, the government of God. Amen. He says, so when you have the government on you, so you got all the glory and the rule, amen, of the world, amen, he was carrying it on his shoulder. Amen. It may have just looked like a cross. Amen. But he was carrying your sins and my sins, amen, on his shoulder. Amen. He had a lot going on, amen. Amen. He was bearing a lot, amen, to do it out. Amen. So as you walk, amen, you walk, amen, as he bears your pain, my pain, your sicknesses, my sicknesses, amen, your sin, and my sin, amen, he did it, amen, for you and I, amen, he did it for you and I, amen. In verse 25, it says, then the soldiers, when they had crucified him, verse 25, it says, now there stood by the cross a beast, his mother and his mother's sister Mary, his wife, the field, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus therefore saw his mother and his disciples standing by, whom he had loved, he said unto his mother, woman, behold thy son. Then said unto the disciples, behold thy mother. And from that hour their disciples took her into his arms. And this Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished, that the scriptures might be filled, now there was set a vessel full of vinegar, and they filled the father's vinegar, and put it upon his foot, and put it to his mouth. When Jesus, therefore, had received the vinegar, he said, it is finished. And he bowed his head, and he gave up the ghost. Amen. The scripture said that Jesus knows that all things were not found. Amen. Meaning, all things that his father had put in his hands to do, amen, has now been done. Amen. His purpose for wrapping himself in flesh, amen, and coming and dwelling amongst his creation has now been finished. Amen. What was finished? Amen. Christ's purpose to come. Amen. What was his purpose? Amen. His purpose was to die on the cross for you and I. Amen. His purpose was to shed his blood. Amen. His purpose was to give us strength. Amen. His purpose, amen, was to reestablish the relationship, amen, that was taken from us in the very beginning. Amen. The word says that he has paid the price. Amen. The ultimate sacrifice has been given. Amen. There was no more need for a fool or a sheep. Amen. God has laid down his life. Amen. I want to say that again. He paid down his life. Amen. It wasn't taken from him. Amen. He chose to do it. Amen. He loves you and I just as much. Amen. To give us his own life. Amen. So that you may have life. Amen. That's the type of God that we serve. And because of his sacrifice, amen, because
Amen. Amen. Amen.